Oklahoma House Republicans passed a bill on Thursday to give the legislature power to determine whether federal actions are constitutional. House Bill 1236 says lawmakers would refer a determination on whether a presidential order, federal rule, or congressional action is constitutional to the state attorney general, but if their office doesn't act on that determination, the legislature can declare the action unconstitutional by a simple majority vote. Rep. Andy Fugate, Democrat of Del City, says he supports reviews of executive orders, but the bill goes too far.
I think it's appropriate for this body to ask the Attorney General to challenge federal actions that we believe are unconstitutional. But I cannot support the blatantly unconstitutional concept of having a legislative body assume the powers of the judiciary to determine whether or not something is constitutional.
Rep. Mark McBride, Republican of Moore, was asked how saying a presidential order, federal rule, or congressional action was unconstitutional would play out.
We don't follow it. We overturn it and we don't follow it as a state, and I think other states would follow.
House Minority Leader Emily Virgin, Democrat of Norman, says that sounds like something done before in U.S. history.
If that's not reminiscent of southern states during the civil rights movement, I don't know what is. Is it intentional? I don't think so. But intent is just one small piece of the puzzle.
McBride said he's concerned about the number of executive orders President Joe Biden is issuing, given that their policy agendas don't align. Virgin said the state can already challenge federal actions in court. House Republicans added an emergency clause to House Bill 1236 on Thursday, so it will take effect immediately if signed into law rather than on November 1st, as originally written. The measure now goes to the Senate. House Republicans also formally declared their intent to use the powers in House Bill 1236 by passing House Resolution 1005, which is to be sent to President Biden, U.S. Senate President Pro Tem Patrick Leahy, and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.